Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I hope you are doing well today. No matter where you are as you are listening to this podcast, I would encourage you to just take a moment to take a deep breath. Sometimes it's so weird, like I'll go through a whole day and something happens where I, you know, breathe intentionally and take a deep breath and I'm like, holy moly, I feel like I haven't been breathing all day. Have you ever felt that way? Do you know what I mean? You know, these feelings, like it feels like I breathe in a way that's like so shallow throughout the day, or when I'm on the go, when doing all those things and I'm not really embodying, you know, or within my body when I'm so busy and distracted. And when I take these moments in time to just really connect and breathe, like, man, it feels good. So I hope that this was your pause right now to just reconnect to your body for a second here and just take a deep breath. Today we're going to talk about a subject that is, I think, difficult, that I think is scary for a lot of people, a lot of my clients, a lot of my program participants, a subject that is, yeah, scary, I think is the word. So today I want to talk about body image. I feel like we talk about body image indirectly in so many episodes, and in so many of what I do, it's always kind of there, right? Our relationship to our body and how we feel about our body. Because although I am a dietitian and what I focus on most of the time is our relationship to food, our relationship to our body is very much interconnected, right? Oftentimes our relationship to food starts to shift because of how we feel in our body and ways that we want to control our body. So today I want to talk about body image. And when we talk about healing our body image, the different steps that are involved in the process. Everybody, you know, starts at a different place and ends up at a different place. And there's no perfect place to be. And you don't need to aim for body love and loving every inch of your body, because that's just not the reality for everyone, and that's okay too. But I thought it would be a cool episode to just kind of bring in that conversation around body image and what a more positive body image, or maybe a more neutral body image, looks like. And maybe that can be your next goal. So body image is how we see ourselves when we look in the mirror, when we look in photos, or when we think about our bodies in our mind. It encompasses everything around like our beliefs around our body and the stories that we build around what our body means, right? Also how we feel about our body, what types of emotions are triggered by the thought of our body, right? And oftentimes our body image, or I say oftentimes, all the time, our body image is our perception of our body. We'll talk about this a little bit later on, but body image has very little to do with our actual physical body. And I know oftentimes when I speak of this, people are like, what the hell are you talking about? Body image has the word body image, like body in it. It's clearly all about my body. And I hear you, because I used to think that way too, right? And this is a byproduct of diet culture. because we're taught that if you have a poor body image, if you don't love the way that you look, if you don't like it, if you believe that your body is not good at the size that it's in, what you need to do is change it, right? And diet culture will give you this perfectly wrapped up diet to help you with this change. And this is part of the issue, right? So when we think of body image and when we feel uncomfortable in our skin, what we think we need to do based on what we're taught is that we need to change. We need to change our body. Our body is the issue. However, what we know is that body image has very little to do with our actual physical body and has so much more to do with how we perceive our body, right? And we know this to be true, and I'll have two examples for you. The first reason is, I don't know if you've experienced this ever, but there's one day where you look at yourself and you're like, all right, not too bad. Today's okay. I feel okay. I feel more confident maybe today. I don't hate the way I look today. I'm fine. All is fine. I look good. And then you wake up the next day and it's the complete opposite. You're like, holy moly, look at this. I feel so awful. My body's so inadequate. I just feel so bad in my body. Have you had that experience? Whether it's from day to day, week to week, where your opinion of your body changes drastically? Yeah? Well, what we know is that most likely your body actually hasn't changed that much, right? Most likely between the time that you saw your body and you were like, okay, not bad, to the time where you absolutely hated what you saw, your body actually has not changed. What changed is your perception of your body. Then another example is when you see maybe old photos of yourself and looking back, you're like, holy moly, look at me. I look so good. I can't believe that I hated myself back then. Or I can't believe that I thought that my body was the worst back then. Like, look how great I look. Same body, different perspective, right? And lastly, we know it's not about the body, because bad body image issues is not reserved for any body size, right? It's not like, oh, only people in larger bodies have bad body image because it has to do with being in a larger body. No. People in all sizes have bad body image, right? Because it has to do with how we perceive our body, and a lot because of the internalized fat phobia that we have and internalized belief about what our body should and should not be and the worth that we place on our body, right? So when we think about our body image, it's really diving deep into understanding that it has to do with our thoughts. It has to do about how we perceive our body, what we think about our body, right? How we feel about our body, and less about the size of our body or our physical body itself. A lot of us grew up being told that our body is inadequate unless it reaches the thin ideal, right? I'd say most of us grew up that way. And then from social media, from peers, from our environment, those beliefs are confirmed time after time, that a thinner body is a bitter body and that in a larger body you can't do X, Y, and Z. So it makes sense that we have these thoughts around our bodies, right? Because we have these core beliefs around what a body should be, right? And this is part of the process of healing when we unlearn a lot of these things that we've learned about our body, right? Unpack a lot of these things. But when we think about the relationship that we have with our body, we're really going to look at it like a relationship, right? Like you met a friend or a partner. You're not going to love it tomorrow, right? Especially if you've spent a long time not liking it. It's going to take time to repair that relationship. And that's how we're going to enter into the healing process of our body image. We're going to see it as a relationship that we're mending. We're going to see it as a long-term relationship because, my friend, you cannot break up with your body. Your body is here for you to stay. So we're going to look at it as this long relationship that we have, and how can we make the best out of the relationship. So I'm going to go through different stages of the healing process and the body image spectrum that we go through. Again, we all start at different places and we all end up at different places. And in my experience, this spectrum is fluid, right? Some people will reach this place of body love, but they will have days where they don't love their body, right? There will be days where it's just a little harder. So knowing that it's not really a destination that we're trying to get to, right? We're not trying to get somewhere with it. We're trying to continuously work on that relationship. So even the days where we don't love our body, that we're still able to show up for our body. So the first part of this spectrum is body hate. So this is the place where we do not like where our body is. We hate our body, and this is a very strong word. So you can always use the word dislike or not appreciate, right? So it's a place where we're at war with our body. Oftentimes when we are dieters, when we're chronic dieters, this is where we're at. We're at this place of feeling like our body is so inadequate, and the pain of living in our body is so high that we think that dieting is the issue, is the solution, sorry. So body hate is the place where a lot of people start. From this place, we are not jumping to body love or positive body image, right? There's a lot of steps before then. So the first step that we take is body respect, learning to respect our bodies, right? And that will come with different steps that we'll want to do in terms of, like, how do we respect our bodies? How do we show respect, right? We can do it through our thoughts and through our behaviors, and we want to be respectful towards our body. And this is really the foundation, very similar to the foundation of any relationship, right? If there's no respect in a relationship, it's really hard to build on trust and appreciation and love, because we need to start with the respect. Then we're going to work on our body trust, gaining back that trust with our body, right? And trusting that our body's good, and trusting that your body's got you, and that you don't need to micromanage anymore, that you don't need to overly obsess around food anymore, because your body has the innate ability to take care of you. So body trust is another big stepping stone that we need to work through, because we learned from a really young age that we cannot trust our body. So working on this trust is really important. Then we're going to work towards body appreciation. So body appreciation is not love, but it's starting to appreciate all the things that our body does for us. Starting to appreciate how our body's taking care of us. Maybe appreciating different aspects of our bodies that we can focus on. Then we're going to get through body acceptance, right? And body accepting means to me is accepting that your body here and now is good. Accepting that your body here is your body, and this is your home, and this is the body that you're meant to be in this current moment of time. Accepting is a hard word, I think, when we leave diet culture, because it often feels as though it's settling or giving up. But here, we don't see it as that. We don't see it as giving up or settling. We see it as accepting our body here so we can truly, you know, start living. So we can truly just move on from the pain and really move towards more internal cues, internal connections, so we're no longer relying on those conditions to accept our body, right? That our body is unconditionally good. Then we work towards body confidence. And to me, confidence is not looking in the mirror and being like, hey, you look so good, you. To me, body confidence is knowing that no matter how I feel about my body today, I know that my body is good. So it's having this like inner wisdom, this inner confidence that you are just good and your body is just good for simply being, for simply allowing you to live, right? And this is such a great space to be, that there's no negative links to our bodies, that our bodies are just our bodies. And then lastly, we have body love or liberation. And this is this place of unconditional love towards our body, right? Loving the body that we're in, loving the experience that our body's allowing us to have, loving that our body is ours, right? And your body is meant for you and just for you. So through this spectrum, you see that there is different steps that we need to take. And through every steps, there's different challenges, there's exposure, there's activities, there's tools, there's things that we need to do to make sure that we're continuously taking care of ourselves. And some of my clients and participants will be like, all right, so how long does it take before I get to body love? And I think that's just like our very logical brain being like, all right, tell me like all the information that I need to know. And the truth is that for everybody, it looks different. And just like your relationship with your friends and your partner is so different, your relationship to your body will look different, and it takes different amount of times to get to where you need to go, right? Because if we think about it, we're all at different places in our journey. For some of us, it's been years and years and years and years of living in a space where we felt like your body was inadequate. For some of us, maybe been less time. For some of us, we've been told since the age of 5, right? Like, it's just understanding that there's been a big disconnection oftentimes with our body. So this process of healing and this process of having a better body image, one, has nothing to do with changing your body. Two, takes time, right? But what's really cool about this work is that this type of work lasts forever, right? When you're starting to heal and reconnect your body, that is something that you'll have forever on, right? When your body becomes the safe place, your body becomes your home, your body becomes this place of belonging, that no one can take that away from you. So I hope this episode was helpful in terms of redefining body image, maybe, you know, debunking a few myths around body image and explaining the process. I find a lot of times when I'm on social media anyways that there's a lot of this like body positivity, like just love yourself, like it's simple as 1, 2, 3, when it's not. It's not that simple, and it takes time, and it's also okay if body love is not the goal. It's also okay if your goal is to get to a place of neutrality, of where your body is just your body and, you know, it's the least interesting thing about you, and we move on with our life and we do all these other activities that are a lot more productive than focusing on our body. That is okay too. All right, my friend, if you have enjoyed this episode, please, please, please leave me a review. I know I talk about this a lot, but it really helps me spread the message, and I feel like this anti-diet message is worth spreading, don't you? So if you do, please go subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It would mean so much to me if you did so. If you're looking for support in healing your relationship with food and your body, we would be happy to help you. We have a team of dietitians and therapists who can give you individual care and support you through this recovery process. It's not an easy thing stepping away from diet culture and years of disordered eating and years of hating your body, but it is something that is very much possible. So you can go to the link in the bio or www.thebalancedpractice.com/services to learn more about our team and how we can support you through this. On that note, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you next week.